Well, most of us are familiar with the various running events that happen from time to time through the year. The Dallas Marathon's been on, you know, forever. But they always seem to, for me, just sort of crop up out of the blue. I can't remember when they are. And I thought, well, it's a fundraiser. They need to raise some money, and so they're going to put on some kind of a run. This is a business. And in fact, there are a bunch of these marathons and runs that have been put together, as I understand it, under one organization. It's called Run Dallas. And they oversee all of these. And they brought in a professional about 3 years ago, Paul Lambert, who's the president, CEO of Run Dallas. But his background is at ESPN and Disney. And this is a fascinating business. And he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, Dave. It's a joy to be here.
So, am I the only person that just thought, well, some church needed to raise some money, so they'll put on a fun run and we'll keep the money, and then if it works, maybe we'll do it again someday?
Dave, no, you're not. And so predominantly in the U.S., back in the 80s and 90s, running was used as a tool as a fundraising mechanism, to your point, for a lot of good charitable causes. And then two organizations, Disney and also Rock and Roll Marathon, both started events in the early 90s, and what they focused on is creating entertainment-themed running races.
Now, they're for-profit, right?
They are both for-profit.
And so they wouldn't be doing this if it didn't make some sense.
Not exactly correct. And so, you know, and I'll speak first to Run Disney. So Disney developed their marathon back in 1992. And in 2004, when I became in the business, we had one event, but we grew to 10 events, 6 in Orlando, 3 in Anaheim, 1 in Paris. And fundamentally, quite frankly, what the running business was for the Walt Disney World Company, it was used to fill low occupancy weekends with a special event. And through the
perfect
theme,
that's the way the Miss America pageant started.
Okay.
Because it was after the season was over in Atlantic City, and it was a way to, but that's fascinating.
Yes, and so what happened was in the late 90s, 2000, women really got engaged in the sport of running. They saw it as a safe, fun alternative to get good physical exercise, to get involved in some form of athletics, yeah, and really in a group family environment. So that's
so
really
guys,
growing.
And you guys have, is it still, but there's no more White Rock Marathon. Is that the Dallas Marathon?
That is correct.
The BMW Dallas Marathon?
That is correct.
Okay.
And in 1971, the White Rock Marathon was developed. It's changed names once or twice along the way. BMW came on board to be the title sponsor in 2016. It is the BMW Dallas Marathon.
But that's not it. I mean, you have two races that you're putting on next month. Now, what are those?
Yep, Dave. So we have rebranded. What we've done is expanded our portfolio of events that we're now a legitimate 12-month presence in the marketplace. So we've got the Mayor's Encore Kids Race coming up on May 11th. On May 2nd, we have the Corporate 5K downtown Trinity Groves. July 4th, we have a 5 on the 4th that benefits the YMCA down at Clyde Warren Park. Then we do 5 social 5Ks in the fall in and about the BMW dealerships, and then the marathon weekend, the second weekend of December.
So everybody knows that a handful of Kenyans get on an airplane, they come over here, they win a race, and then they go back. But does anybody else, is this otherwise, is this all sort of North Texas people, or are you pulling in vacationers to North Texas?
Dave, very good question. 75% of our participants are from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. 90% from the state of Texas. However, we do have runners for the marathon from 28 different countries in all 50 states. So it really is a mix of a local event relative to Dallas-Fort Worth, but still with a little bit of piece of economic generator for the city of Dallas.
So is the end game sort of you're not going to become a Boston Marathon or a New York Marathon, but I mean something akin to that's aspirational and the people will travel great distances to participate in?
Dave, I don't believe Dallas has the characteristics to compete with Tier 1 marathon cities, those being New York, Boston, Chicago, L.A. However, Dallas absolutely should be the top of Tier 2 marathons here in the United States. And I think it's well positioned to do that. And we're probably middle to high level tier two now, but our job is how do we get to the top of tier two? And so I think there is a lot of relationships we can develop with other cities that have good marathons, but more importantly, high flight inventory in and out of Dallas.
Fascinating. So you don't race, but you do race in July, don't you? Do you have a race in July?
We do. Clyde Warren Park, second year, 5 on the 4th. You know, interesting enough, Dave.
I don't think I'd want to race in July.
Well, interesting enough, the largest race in the United States is July 4th in Atlanta, Georgia. It's the Peachtree Classic.
Where it's about as hot as it is.
The climate is the same as here, and they have 60,000 runners. And so we believe the holiday on July 4th is a good time for a race here. Quite frankly, Clyde Warren Park, where we host it, I know this sounds funny, but the first 2 hours, we're literally in the shade because of the office buildings downtown.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And so it's actually last year was a very pleasant morning, quite frankly, 71 degrees.
So give me a sense. So Run Dallas, so how many races do you have overall?
Yep, we have now 10 races overall.
And what are you talking about in terms of a budget? How big a business is this?
Yeah, this is about a $3 million business. Dave, and I think absolutely. Next year is our 50th anniversary of the BMW Dallas Marathon. And as we look to grow, I think this business over the next 3 or 4 years will become a $5 million business here. We're a non-for-profit, and quite frankly, we raise funds for 3 or 4 other major non-for-profits here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
So I know Scottish Rite is one of them.
Texas Scottish Rite is a great partner for the marathon, United Way for the corporate 5K, YMCA for July 4th, and then DISD for our mayor's kids races.
All right. So what do you need? Do you need spectators? You need runners? you need money. I mean, you're a 501c3, right?
Yeah, Dave, we need all of the above. And you know, real quick, our goal isn't to put on a running race. Our goal is to put on an experience. And there's a big difference. And so we are highly focused on the guest experience. And so our first goal is to increase the number of participants, but also enhance the spectator experience. And then third, grow our partnerships. So over the past 2 years, we've dramatically grew our fundraising charity partners with the addition of YMCA, United
Right.
Way. And sponsorship, we couldn't be happier. BMW is our title for the marathon. We had a 4-year partnership originally. We've extended that to an 8-year partnership.
And you've had television in the past.
Yep, WFAA has been a great television partner. We'll continue to televise. WFAA will have the broadcast next year, the marathon. And they've been an outstanding partner. And we've really changed the mix of that broadcast. The intent of that broadcast originally was really to cover the race. Now it's more to cover the experience and the fun that people do have.
That's interesting. Okay, so when you left Disney ESPN, you relocated here from Orlando. What's the last 2.5-3 years been like for you?
Yeah, it's been a learning experience. And, I really try to understand the marketplace. Dave, as I mentioned to you previously, I did a lot of sports consulting work for Price Waterhouse in many different cities. So
yeah.
When I come here, it's really been learning the marketplace and learning
Is
behavior.
Is it different?
Yeah, it's different. So I'll give you an example. One of the largest running races here is Turkey Trot Thanksgiving. Great history, great heritage. Well, Dallas has what I call a high respect for the holiday, meaning almost everybody's off. If you're in Orlando, there's little respect for holidays as you're in the middle of the tourism base. So I think that's why I think July 4th is a good opportunity to host an event, simply because a large percentage of the market is off. So, yeah, I've learned a lot about Dallas. It's a market that really likes first-class events, and that's what our goal is.
Well, I think it's fun. I think it's a great approach. I never thought about roll-ups and running in the running business, but that's in essence what you're doing. You're a conglomerate. But Paul Lambert is the CEO of Run Dallas and puts on lots of fun runs. Thanks for coming by.
Dave, no, we appreciate it. And just one point, our corporate 5K is in literally 10 days from now, May 2nd at Trinity Groves. And we'd love to have individuals and teams come on out. You'll have quite a good, fun night with your colleagues or as an individual. And they can simply go to rundallas.com. And find out all the information to register. And we appreciate being on today.
We'll do it. Thanks a lot, Paul. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.